Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Kirk Gray.
One time I was working with a company for a fairly short period of time, but it had a very interesting little product. It was a voltage controlled oscillator. It was only about a quarter inch by quarter inch package, and it was a very delicate little device, a component that had small little tiny, very small wire windings in it. But one of the components, the active component really, was a varactor, which was a diode, reverse bias diode, that is used as a variable capacitor because of the PN junction creates essentially a plus and minus polarization plates that have some capacitance. And by increasing the voltage, you can increase or decrease the capacitance, which allows you to tune, essentially have a variable capacitor that you can then make a voltage-controlled oscillator out of, so that by voltage you can change the frequency very quickly. And these were used in cell phones or cell systems and other communication devices. One time there was a rash of failures of these components coming back from different suppliers, and it was interesting because the devices from that lot, some of them were still working. And so I decided to take some of those components and put them in a thermal chamber and just thermally cycle, and found that by thermally cycling, I could kill a few. So the next thing was to, and I directly could find that because it was only a little assembly of maybe five or six separate components in that package. And I found the varactor was no longer working. So I actually went to a failure analysis lab that could do the decapsulation, and they did a cross section and did the the grinding down. You put it in a little mold of epoxy and slowly grind through it. And of course, a varactor is a very simple PN junction with two wire bonds on it, basically on the PN inside. And the interesting, amazing thing was when I ground that down and looked at the wire where the epoxy capsule was, the wire was gone, but all the gold was coating the sides of the remaining channel. And it made it obvious to me that because a varactor is not a current device, it is a voltage device, that enough of those molecules were able to touch, even though they had been blown, the wire had been evaporated essentially, but it hadn't caused damage to the PN junction, that varactor could operate even with the small number of molecules of gold touching through the remaining evaporated onto the cavity that was left when the wire evaporated. It was enough to be able to get to the varactor and have it work as a varactor and work as, and the voltage controlled oscillator did work. But that I said, you know, that to me, that was just an amazing surprise that could happen, that they, either through some final test or some ESD event, a roll, and these came on long rolls of, you know, tape for machine surface mount manufacturing, whatever. So something happened in that manufacturing process that had a pulse of current through those varactors that was just enough to quickly evaporate the wire, but didn't damage the PN junction. And, you know, those are kind of that was a unique case where a lot of times when a voltage that high went through some component, it would destroy the component and everything with it. But this case, it did just a marginal failure that, left a bunch of cripples, very, very severely crippled for actors to go into, but were working and would eventually have a very short life because a few thermal contractions and maybe some time that those gold molecules still left in the channel would become detached. Some of them may have worked forever, though. You never know. But it was a damaged component, and that took several thousand dollars or thousands of dollars to find the root cause. Unfortunately, the manager thought it was because of a lightning strike on that particular day. It had gone through all their test equipment and hit that varactor and done that. It was kind of pointless for the management because they couldn't believe that that was the case. And that company was out of business, went out of business fairly quickly, which is understandable. Not much more than a month, maybe 6 months after I was gone, they were closed. They had all kinds of other problems, needless to say. So that's my interesting component failure story, and I don't know if I'll ever have a chance to. Now I won't have a chance to do that again, but keep going with that investigation down to the component level if you can, and you may find some very unusual failure modes.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?